4 CEF mobile.
Morning, KK4 NXC.
How you doing?
Good. What you up to today? No good?
At this point, I'm hoping to go into work, work a few hours, go home, and head on to Myrtle Beach.
Oh, wow. You going to do that camping anyway?
It was too hot. I got home yesterday. I told the wife, I said, well, yeah, we can go camping. I said, we got a camper at the beach, got air conditioning, so. And it's supposed to be like just mid-80s, just a little bit higher than that at Myrtle Beach.
Wet thing, you might as well make the most use out of it as you can.
So, yeah, she started packing last night. We've already got our reservations for our spot. We're just a couple spots away from the beach, so. I'm happy about that. At least we get to go camping. Not tent camping. It's the old camping.
You staying in a little RV park?
At a Lakewood campground. That's where we keep our camper at.
Down there.
Saves me the fuel of having to pull it back and forth every time. So it levels out. It's usually about 800 something a year. And, you know, most of the time, pulling the camper back and forth to the beach is about $200, you know, for the trip. That's what I'm hoping for.
Good. You'll enjoy that. You know, you fishing for drum? You doing some surf fishing?
I'll be doing some surf fishing, and I'll just pretty much be fishing for whatever bites it.
Grandkids went here about 3-4 weeks ago, and they caught some stingrays and good grief, I can't remember the name of that, bonnet head shark, which is similar to, I think it's in the hammerhead family. And then they got a big old drum. They had a blast.
Hope the surf's not too bad. We went in July. It was kind of rough and choppy, and it's hard to anything in the right spot. You know, I could go a really heavy weight, couldn't half tell if something was on the line, but most time I think I only caught one shark this last time, which is a little bitty old thing, but you know, I still have fun. That was what matters at the end of the day.
Yeah, you're making memories with your family. You ain't got to catch nothing.
Yeah, all of that one time I went, man, I got so tired. Golly, I caught so many sharks, and I think one of them was a little small sea bass. I let my youngest son reel that one in, and then my oldest got to reel in a shark, and, I mean, they had fun with that.
Enjoy them while you can. They'll be gone soon.
That's that. Shoot, my oldest is 13 now. I just don't know where the time goes. It's just blink and it's gone.
KM4 NAP for ID. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Ed. KM4 TFW.
Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, everyone.
Talking, it don't take long for them to grow up and be gone.
You're a witness of that, too, ain't you?
And my grandkids.
Psalm said that life is like the shadow of a bird. You know, I don't know how many of you guys been out hunting or out in your yard when you see a bird shadow shoot by your feet, and that's about how fast it goes.
I've been to too many funerals there lately, and I ain't enjoying that at all. Fishing trip where we caught all those fish. I think my oldest now, he enjoys fishing, but he's like, yeah, I want to get me a fishing rod, go surf fishing. I'm like, all right, I'll make that happen.
Be able to pick up a good rod, even at Cabela's or Walmart, inexpensive rod to start out with.
It's just a little salt combo from Cabela's or Bass Pro Shops, whatever it is down there at North Myrtle. I mean, you figure they're going to rust out in a couple of years, so ain't no point spending a ton of money.
Using the Cat King, you know, $39 catfish poles the first time I went surf fishing, and the problem with those is I couldn't get it cast out as far as I wanted it. And my son-in-law, he always walks out to waist deep or chest deep and cast snare. I mean, I'm not interested in doing that, but I did buy me, I think it was the rod was 130 and the reel was 230. And I really like that setup. I'm able to get it on out there now.
Shoot, I'm usually the one. I try to walk out waist deep unless I'm just tired of walking in the surf. But, yeah, I'll do that. Just to get mine out there.
Yeah, then my people's got tore up by jellyfish this past time. I mean, the kids got eaten up with them.
An eye out for that. Yeah, we usually look for it. I saw a story yesterday where there was a 11-year-old girl had a shark. She was just playing in the surf, and a shark come swimming up. You can see the fin coming up out of the surf, and she was at North Myrtle Beach. She saw it coming. She jumped up and ran out of the water. Go ahead. Don't let me hold you out of this.
Make up time, because I got papers late.
I was just sitting here listening to the conversation.
One of the Shelby Ham Fests. I think it's what? This next coming weekend? Labor Day weekend?
Going to be on R&R for 2 weeks. I might just have to sort of sauner up that way.
The procedure is a second.
But 2 weeks.
I'll be using my arm for 2 weeks. At the end of the 2 weeks, we'll decide what's going to happen after that.
How are you going to get it on? In reverse and throw them out the right window.
That might work for a little while, but it won't work for the whole thing. I can guarantee you that. Because the way I've got it set up, 90% of my boxes are on the left side.
Do that for your route.
Other carrier's husband, him and her are going to split it and then do it for 2 weeks for me.
Anybody heard anything? Because I'm telling you, the gas stations are loaded with cars getting gas. I mean, that's completely and totally unusual for a morning.
A storm that they were showing was going to probably turn into something, get in the Gulf and head over to that, you know, that area, Texas, Houston, and that, where all the refineries are. But I think that's not until earlier next week.
Happening. Well, guys, I'm destinating. Good talking with you. We'll catch up with you tomorrow morning, hopefully. 7-3s to all of you, and y'all have a safe day, a good day. And if you like coffee, heck, go ahead and enjoy it. And y'all be careful. Have a great day. KK4NXC clear.
Bye. Good day at work.
Have a good one. KN4TFW.
And gentlemen, this is KF4ZER. Name is Daryl.
To the group. Name here is Ken.
You Ken? Yeah, coming down the highway here. I'm a visitor in this area for a couple of weeks. I happened to scan around and find y'all talking the other morning, and I've listened in a time or two, so thought I'd make an acquaintance with the group. I'm from an area over Middle Tennessee called Lewisburg.
It's our neck of the woods.
Over in Spring Hill, Tennessee, shut down due to the chip shortage. General Motors shut down and affected our plant. They're our customers, so if they shut down, we do. And so the Magna facility over here in Duncan required some help So that's what I've done. Me and two of my maintenance guys came down here to assist them in some project work.
It's a little bit south of you. I'm in Greer, but I'm headed up to Spartanburg this morning.
Well, y'all sound like a good bunch of guys, man. Sound like that group I talked to back home. It's almost like a deja vu kind of thing.
That'd be right. Yeah, we're in here with Andrew and Ed, too.
Well, Drew, good morning, Ed.
Glad you made it on the repeater. I'm going to have to go ahead and say 7-3 for now. I had fun at Magna. I hope they're making some good seats. They're one of our suppliers at work at BMW, so have a good one. I'm glad they found some work for you down here, but I'm going to say 7-3 to y'all. Get this antenna off my car, so I hope everybody has a great day, and y'all have a good weekend. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
HKX, 7-3 is Andrew. Good morning, gentlemen.
Somebody new, I don't remember his name. I think you said Daryl, is that right?
That's correct.
I've been listening for just a few minutes. I just got through my dead spot. But glad to hear you this morning.
Lay the microphone down. Get in this parking area here. It's nice to meet every one of you. And I'm going to get in here and try to get busy here in just a few minutes. So, I'll say 73s to the group. This is KF4ZER. Name is Daryl. And I'll try to get back in there in the morning with you.
Well, on that, we'll say 73. Good to meet you in that. And most of it, Patrick will be on the radio in and out all day. And I'll be back on a little bit after 4 probably. So, we'll catch you later. KN4TFW.
Have a good one.
Good ahead this morning.
It's Friday Eve, and that man yesterday there at Taylor's, he came a flood.
I'm here.
Finally made that. I hope y'all can hear me better than I can hear you.
Actually, but we can make you out.
Fog up here, making things patchy.
In Greer, but I'm headed up here now towards Lyman and Welford, and it's not really foggy up this way.
Foggy up here right at the state line here at the lake, and that usually is, but it's pretty bad up here this morning.
Hear you on the radio. I hadn't heard you in a while.
Getting done early, and then I went down Monday and Tuesday with a UTI infection. But you'll probably hear me a lot more because they're making a big change in who transports our papers and stuff. So I've got a feeling we're going to wind up having a lot of late days.
You think you're going to have late days, but it's good for me and Patrick. We get to talk to you. You when we don't hear from you.
I don't keep track of the leader here so we know what's going on.
You're Ken's the leader.
No, that's not me.
Hey, I'm the youngest of the group.
Years ago, you guys let me join.
Yes, it has been that long, hasn't it?
Yeah, maybe 2.5 now, I guess.
Time flies when you're having fun.
But next month I'll be out here a year at this new job. That's hard to believe.
I mean, I didn't even think about that.
In my license a year. I can't believe that either.
I will have my license 7 years.
7 years?
Just plain old 7. It took me a long time to get where I could sit down and study and take the test. AP for ID. Yeah, I took my test up there at Shelby.
And are you guys going to go to the Shelby Hen Fest?
Yeah.
go.
You do, because I'm going to try to go myself. Maybe we can meet up or something.
Plan. I'll have to see if the doctor will let me ride that far.
The piece is that you got to be out 2 weeks, and then they'll decide what they're going to do after that.
Affirmative. But I did find out one thing, and I'm in shock. The newspaper company is giving us Labor Day off.
And there ain't going to be no news that day, huh?
Because all the employees at the Knoxville Sentinel News Union, and they wanted the part of their contract.
It's a battery question.
The expert on that.
So, in April, I put a new battery in my riding mower. And I know that the charging system isn't working on it, but, you know, I've just been putting it on trickle charge, and it was working fine. Rode it Saturday, and then turned it off about halfway through, and it wouldn't hardly crank. And then when I finally got it cranked, and then I put it up, now the charger won't charge it.
Cells that are shorted out. That old acid type stuff they use to quick charge them, it'll build up like a crust, and it'll short them out.
Refurbished $20 one, I guess maybe I'll just, it's only 4 months old, maybe I'll just carry it back and trade it for a new one.
Say best thing to do, take it, either get your money back on it or put it in a dump. Because it's gone. Does it have a sealed top or does it have the little screw out caps?
No. Only 4 months old, I can probably get credit for it.
No. And they don't take it back. Pop the top off of it. And throw you a couple of bare aspirin in there and shut the lid and wait about a week. Let those aspirin get rid of all that crud and stuff in there, and then it might take a charge again.
That sounds like a lot of work. Like 8 to 11 on Saturdays, I might just take it up there.
So how it turns out.
Pretty good. I've bought a lot of batteries from them, especially for work.
Okay, so they should take real good care of you.
A couple cart batteries from them a couple of weeks ago.
They're preferred customers. If they don't treat you well, we'll let Patrick go handling.
He stops by there, sells some stuff.
No, don't go buy that one. What are you needing them torque wrenches for?
They're putting a push on now. We're getting some different types of gaskets that are fire rated for our, you know, some of our lines and on the tanks. And they need to be all torqued and everything. So they're going to be putting a big push on to start torquing everything. And I got a contractor that's going to need a few. And then I just trying to just see what kind of price we're looking at and everything, and see what they've been using and different things like that.
Don't mind, I can get Precision brand, which is a good, really good American-made torque wrench, a little cheaper than what I quoted you yesterday. So if y'all let me know exactly what kind of price range or budget y'all are working with, I can probably make something work.
I'll have to let you know. I've got to decide what they're looking for. I guess I need the longest, you know, half-inch drive, something that'll go up to probably 250 anyway.
We're HKX Friday. Most half-inches go to 250. We've got one that goes to 300. But if you're going to be doing 250 all the time, you might be better off to go ahead and bump to the 300. That way you're not right there on the edge of the torque limit.
You see what these recommended gaskets need to torque to, and then they got to see what bolts they want to use. I think the biggest bolt we're doing normally is like 3/4, and it's a grade 8. It's like 282, but if I put anti-seize on it, that'll take it down to like 217, something like that.
What you working with, and I'll see what I can come up with.
Appreciate it. Miss Carroll Lake in school.
They got her doing the parking permits and stuff for everybody, and they are about to drive her up the wall.
Once teenagers, right?
To understand why the teenagers are the way they are, she can't understand why their parents are the way they are.
Even that, it's like they where Susan works, a girl, she's just a hostess, and she's just been gone more than she's been that, you know, been around and that, and then she's been working with somebody else, and every time you need her, she's not there, and then she found out the other day that she was going to be by herself that day. There wasn't no extra person there, and then all of a sudden she got sick, but she was already hung over, and they let her go, and now her mom's going to go to the labor board because they let her go because she was sick.
At will state, they don't have to have a reason to let them go.
Not about that. But yeah, she was all hung over and couldn't hardly function. I mean, she got kicked out of high school for being a drug dealer.
Never hired her if I'd have known that.
We're down at the bottom of the barrel for the labor pool right now.
Yeah. I think we had to pick the barrel up and see what was underneath it.
Broke up.
I said, I think we picked the barrel up to see what was underneath it and found a few.
Right about that. Yeah, there was a girl, she was going to fill in for the guard out here and that, but it was a 30-minute drive and that was just too far.
See, when we retire,
your homestead, because it stinks, or I won't be able to get anything because there won't be anybody making anything. That cartoon, the George Jetsons, right?
Oh man, it's just crazy to think about the people that won't work.
I was in Lowe's the other morning. I was in there when about the time they opened up. I think it was on a Sunday morning, and the only cash register that was open was the self-serve. And they only had two people scheduled, and one of them didn't show up.
You know how many shops I go to, and guys are late out of work because they're drunk, girlfriend's sick, had to take the dog to the vet. You know, just any excuse you can think of.
Every generation really wants like a 24-hour work week. Be like they work the 60-hour week.
I mean, you can't find people to work in restaurants and the menial jobs or entry-level jobs. And then, so now the people that are up above that, you can't find work there either. There's nobody to move up.
People working are just content to be where they're at. Like you said, you can't find anybody to move up.
I'll say is we're screwed.
Out there where my son works, at Kimberly Clark in Harrisonville, they burn through help. He'll go in there, supposed to be, I think, 7 on his shift, and he said most of the time I've got 2 or 3, sometimes 4 out at any given time on the shift that he's managing.
One year, when I was working out there at the other place, we went through 100 temp employees to get 4 to stay.
This morning? Gotta have that procedure. I think the second's what Ken told me yesterday.
I'm gonna have it on the second, and I'll be out for 2 weeks, but I plan on bottling out the truck and talking to you guys in the morning.
What the do without her. Phil is leader.
Hey, Ken's the leader. I'm just one of the followers.
A newer operator a couple of days ago in the afternoon, his call sign ended with RRX. I believe his name was Doug. Anybody talked to him yet?
I talked to him yet.
See a lot of people using the repeater more, getting their tickets anyway.
Quite a few since I got in that I've heard. So it's good to see that many people getting back into the hobby.
Hawaii's got a QSO party this weekend.
Couldn't tell you on that one. I don't know how to find out.
No idea.
One of them hard states to get, might be able to get it, but me and you got it, didn't we, Ed?
I'm running barefoot, 100 watts. And I thought, if I'm not mistaken, both our signals were 10 over 9, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the day that we got Hawaii, and I believe we got Australia too, or we got Alaska and Hawaii, something like that.
I think it was like 3 or 4 days later we got Australia.
That was some good days right there.
There wasn't no background noise, no nothing. It was just like talking on a repeater.
Heck, all of a sudden here.
The same thing right down here close to your house.
Turn into work, and that it was just so foggy. I had to slow way down. 73 to you guys. You guys have a awesome day, and I look forward to catching you guys again in the morning. And Andrew or Patrick maybe in the afternoon this afternoon. So Ed, it's good to hear you this morning. KN4 TFW.
Ken, I'm glad to be able to catch up with you a little bit. But don't work too hard. Glad you made it in safe. And hopefully I'll see you in the morning. So, 73, my friend.
Please, Ken. Have a good day. And I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon as I'm out and about. 73. Run for the evening.
I'm close to it. I got about... rough guess, probably about 12 more customers.
I'll hang around with you. I'm coming into town now, so I ain't got too far to go.
About 20 minutes to finish up what I've got left.
Assuming they found somebody to take care of your route while you're out.
Other carrier's husband's going to do it. Monday and Tuesday was severe UTI, and they ran it for me those two nights. Did a good job. It's just, of course, having to do their routes and then do mine. Some of my customers didn't appreciate the papers being late, but they'll get over it.
They're just going to have to deal with it. I mean, everybody's making do with what they can get. It's hard to find help, as we were talking earlier.
It's hard to get carriers, especially down in Anderson, especially when they're getting shot at. We've had three different carriers to be shot at in the same on the same route. They get shot at and they quit. I don't know if they're just doing it for giggles, or if they think they see the headlights and they think they're selling dope and they think it's the cops. I don't know. Last one, the bullet missed her husband's head by 2 inches.
Yeah, myself. But there might be some lead going the other direction before I'm out.
Guarantee I'd stop and tell them to come on. I'd be sending lead back. I don't run. That's my problem.
that's something not going to tolerate.
Hey, they not getting any assistance from law enforcement down in that area, so I don't know what they're going to do.
In law enforcement's defense, why would you when the public doesn't want you there?
True, but up around my area, you might hear some young snot nose say defund the police, but that's about all you'll hear as far as people of common sense will look at them and say, we need the police. They pretty much support law enforcement up in this area.
Where I'm at, except for Asheville, you can't judge us by that hole in the state there.
Hey, folks, the defund police department, they're in fear, they're in messing with the function of law enforcement, so therefore they should be criminally charged.
Understand what the deal is, why you want to defund the police department, and then you want to cry every time somebody does something to you. You can't have it both ways.
Well, somebody that was popping off a little college student, I said, well, I'll tell you what, next time you get something stole, call your local drug dealer. They probably got it. Now that was the boss trying to figure out why I was running so late.
I was just here waiting for you to come back. I figured you'd be back in a minute. Okay, Jim. How are y'all? Your boss, if I was in my bed this time of day.
Yeah, but unfortunately, we have to get up and go to work. One day I'll be retired. One day.
Can you see what I'm doing?
If me and Bill ever get to retire, there's no workforce out here.
It's beginning to wonder about being able to retire with the way the economy's going. It's going to be it's a different world, that's for sure. But, hey, I'll enjoy it while I can, working and having fun.
I'm going to do what I can, while I can, and worry about the rest later.
I just wanted to say good morning. I'm already headed out of town, so my signal's going to get weak quick. So y'all have a great day, and I will catch you on the return, possibly. And 4WHM clear on your phone.
073.
Bill, have a safe trip on in, and I'll keep a ear out for you this afternoon. And Ed, I'm going to have to say 73s. I've destinated, and I see them coming to the truck already. So you finish up, have a good morning, and safe trip on in. And if I don't talk to you again before next week, you take care. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
You have a good one, Patrick. Hope you make a million, and hope we catch you in the morning. And just take it easy one day at a time. That's the best way to do it. 773 to you, KM4 and HKX.